Chapter 2. Ichabod Crane was from Connecticut. Connecticut was famous for its teachers and its woodsmen. Ichabod Crane was a strange-looking man. He wasn't a woodsman. He was very tall and very thin. He had very narrow shoulders and very long arms and legs. His hands were very big. His head was very small. He had big ears, big eyes, and a pointy nose. His clothes didn't fit. They were too big. His school was a small building. It was made of logs. It only had one room. It had some windows. There were holes in the wood. Pages from old books were stuffed in the holes. It was very easy to get inside. It was hard to get out again. The school was outside the town. It was at the bottom of a hill. The river was close by. It had trees around it. There was a big birch tree at one end of the school. Ichabod Crane was a strict teacher. He wasn't cruel. He punished strong children twice as much as weak children. He told the bad children, "You will remember this and thank me for it." He played games with the older boys. They took him to their homes for dinner. Ichabod was happy to go to dinner. He lived with a farmer. He walked round the town with all his things. His things were tied up in a cotton handkerchief. He helped the farmers. He fixed fences. He took the horses to water. He took the cows to the pasture. He cut wood for the winter fire. He worked hard. The farmers paid him to teach their children. He changed. He wasn't strict anymore. He was gentle. The mothers liked him. He was a good singer. He started to teach people to sing. They paid him. He sang in the choir on Sundays. The country girls liked Ichabod Crane. A teacher was a gentleman. He was clever and respected. He was much better than the rough farm boys. The village girls spoiled him. They made him cakes and invited him to tea. They tried to impress him. On Sundays he walked in the churchyard. The girls followed him. They smiled at him. He picked grapes from the wild vines and gave them to the girls. He read stories to them. Ichabod Crane had a happy life in Sleepy Hollow.